weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
Now, as you've been hearing, Milton Road residents have presented a petition to Cambridgeshire County Council this afternoon to voice their opposition to the removal of trees and grass verges. On the line, I'm pleased to say, I've got Charles Nesbitt. He is the chairman of the Milton Road Residents Association. I think he was there handing over that petition. Good afternoon, Charles.
Good afternoon, Julian.
Thanks so much for speaking to us. So we'll rewind just a tiny bit to give some background to the listeners here. The City Deal has orchestrated or proposed these additional lanes, which is going to really cut back, as I understand it, into the gardens of in and around Milton Road in order to increase the amount of traffic, or the speed ultimately at which traffic can get into Cambridge. And I guess you would feel from your side that this could have done with just a little bit more consultation.
Well, they've consulted. They say they've consulted. They don't necessarily do very much when they've heard you. And their duty is to consult, not necessarily to listen.
Hmm.
But what really concerns us is that they're determined, they seem utterly determined to start by traffic engineering, hard engineering, taking out the trees and the verges so that they can get these extra traffic lanes in and segregated cycle and footpaths in of particular widths that have been demanded. That's how they start, as opposed to trying other measures, first of all, to see if you can reduce the flow of traffic. Now, there are all sorts of good ideas, and some of them are going to be tried. But why don't they prove those first and see whether they work before they start tearing the road up?
I guess everybody would agree that something needs to be done to speed the traffic into Cambridge. I seem to remember one of our taxi driver listeners told us once, and I should have asked him actually what the stat was. It's something like in the region of only about 7 means of getting into Cambridge by road, which, bearing in mind that the size of the city, the expansion of the city, something needs to happen. But what other methods would you put forward as an alternative to what's being suggested here?
Well, the best idea is the one that reduces the number of cars coming in, because you take away the free parking on all the side roads. It's not Milton Road itself, it's all the roads that peel off it right across the city. The whole thing is one, and stop people coming in to get free parking. And then they either walk to their jobs, or they get their folding bikes out and they cycle to the station and they go to London. And the reason that they're driving is because it's free parking. So they can come and do that. And as the parking fills up during the morning, they're driving around more and more, filling the air with fumes and looking for the last available parking space.
Yes, I'm kind of asking this of the wrong person, really, but I'm thinking, what's wrong with the park and ride, even with the £1...
That leads to the park and ride.
Yeah.
Because if you don't give them free parking in the town like that, and you make the park and ride slightly more attractive than it is, take away the charge, for instance, or combine it with the bus charge so they don't have to go backwards and forwards to different machines to get tickets. If you make that a more attractive option, then people will stop trying to drive into the centre of the town. So that's the first point. The second is that all these extra people coming to live in the area, which is very welcome, they aren't all going to try and work in the very centre of the town. Most of them don't need to go into the centre of the town most of the time. They need to go round it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what really ought to be developed. So if you live in Milton or further out, say you live in Marsh and you want to work in Addenbrookes, you shouldn't have to go through the centre of the town to get there.
Mm. Now, you presented this petition this afternoon to the council, full council meeting, I think, at Cambridgeshire County Council. What was the wording involved?
The wording was, we explained what the City Deal is proposing, which includes removing the grass verges and 83% of the trees. You did that then, it's now 100% of the trees. And said, we're horrified that this avenue of trees will be turned into a treeless corridor, closing, and they were going to close off side streets as well. And we encouraged them to other ideas. There are other cities in England and Britain and Europe where actually people are making the effort to plant trees. Councils are planting trees because it makes life better for everyone involved.
I think they have said, haven't they, that once the work is completed, they would put in some new trees to go somewhere at least towards replacing those which are going to be removed.
Well, there's a major issue of trust here, because this has happened before, and what goes in doesn't replace what comes out. The plans that they're offering us at the moment take down the avenue of trees, that's trees on both sides, and replace them with trees on one side, sometimes the left, sometimes the right. And there's also a slight doubt about whether the City Deal money can be spent on trees. They're entitled to spend it on traffic infrastructure, but are trees traffic infrastructure?
Mm-hmm.
And the worst result of all would be that they cut down the trees and then said, oh, no, we can't replace them.
Well, what sort of hearing did you get from the councillors this afternoon? Did they respond at all?
Yes, they did. A polite, courteous hearing. Then I was allowed to read the petition and speak for 5 minutes. And then there was a good debate, 15 minutes. In fact, it overran. A lot of support for the petition, a great deal of support.
I noticed Councillor Manning, for example, who represents, I think he's Chesterton, put forward a motion calling for more options to be considered. But that wasn't accepted by his colleagues.
No, there was an issue that should have been as part of the petition. Now, apparently, when we drafted this petition, had I known about it in the middle of the winter, we should have included in the petition itself all the things that we wanted the council to consider. And of course, we're not experts on council procedure and didn't know that.
I sometimes wonder if the councillors are experts on the procedure as well, so you're probably in good company.
Well, Councillor Count suddenly became very expert and called up the rules on his laptop.
Right.
Made a determined effort to stop the petition being accepted, but the others weren't having any, and they voted, I think, with two against to accept the petition.
Okay, well...
They did well.
Yeah, no, it's not too bad. I don't think I asked you, actually, as to how many signatures you got for the petition in the end.
We had 3,356. They have to be from Cambridgeshire residents to count, and so those were the Cambridgeshire residents, about half of them online, half of them on paper copies, which you may have seen around the town.
So what happens next? I noticed when I was driving through the area a day or so ago, you've still got those yellow ribbons which went up round trees. They're still in evidence. But where do you take your fight now?
I think we have to wait to see what is going to happen next. But we need to keep the issue alive. The next stage should be a proper consultation on the revised plans, and they are quite appreciably revised by City Deal, and then some decision taking, and we need to influence the decision taking.
Yes. Well, Charles Nesbitt, thank you very much for telling us about that, and thanks very much for your time.
Thank you for calling me.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you very much. That's Charles Nesbitt, and he's the chairman of the Milton Road Residents Association.